It's day 13, and I'm going to share some great information with you. But more importantly, I want to share my day with you in the hope that you will have an understanding of how great you're doing on your day. And here's how my day begins. At 6 o'clock, I eat the first meal. It could be egg white omelet with vegetables, a little bit of oatmeal, a side of blueberries. I'm good to go. From 7 to 8:30, I usually do my personal workout 3 to 4 times a week. About 35, 40 minutes of cardio, a little bit of muscle building exercises. I might do a body part. I might do chest or legs or whatever I feel like it on that day. And I usually stretch because I think stretching's a great thing. Now, by 9 o'clock, I'm eating out breakfast number 2. Might be just some scrambled egg beaters with some dry toast. Now, I'm good to go. I'm at work. By 11 o'clock, if I'm hungry, I'll eat the meal replacement bar. By 2, I might eat lunch. I'll eat out again. Chinese food, mushu chicken, or I'll get steamed vegetables with shrimp, scallops, and mushrooms, and all kinds of great foods with a little bit of rice on the side. Now, by 3, 4 o'clock, I might be hungry again, but it's not really time to eat, so I might have another meal replacement bar. Now, dinner will be 3, 4 hours later. It's time to get another meal in. It might be 7:30, 8 o'clock. Now, I can eat at home because I have a ton of food, or I'll eat out again because it doesn't matter because I can eat out anywhere I want because I know how to create the perfect combinations of food to speed up my fat-burning engine. And I can look at you right now and tell you, at age 41, I'm in the best shape of my life, and my simple goal is for someday for you to say you are in the best shape of your life. Let's talk about a highly misunderstood category of food, fat. What's the truth? What do you do? Let me tell you, you're gonna eat a certain amount of fat. In fact, there's fat in oatmeal, there's fat in chicken, there's even fat in canned tuna and water. So here's the difference, is we're gonna try to choose the better choices of fat. Some nuts and seeds, those are monounsaturated fats, and they're actually very good for you. There's polyunsaturated fats, canola oil and olive oil and peanut oil, another good category of fat. But remember, it's still fat. So 1 tablespoon of any oil has 12 grams of fat. And when it comes to losing weight, just be careful. There's no reason to have too much fat in your diet. And there are things like trans fats, which you'll find in like margarine. We know those can't be good for you. We don't need the scientific reports any longer. Just try to reduce those completely out of your eating program. Other than that, don't be afraid of fat. In fact, don't be afraid of any food ever again. Because on this program, we show you exactly how to create the right combinations of food, which, by the way, are protein, carbs, fibers, vegetable, and a little bit of fat. By now, I know that you know what to do to feed your body. You have to. You would have never come this far. And again, just keep listening, keep learning, and enjoy the process because we are on a journey that never ends. And tomorrow, on day 14, which is our 2-week anniversary on this wonderful program, I'm going to share with you a very inspiring story, and I'm going to share a little bit more about my family with you. So have a wonderful day, and I'll see you on day 14.